Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome to the first episode of Farm Chatter for 2021. Can you believe it?
No. I remember when 2000 seemed like that was like so far off.
Oh my gosh.
And here we are in 2021.
I remember that too. And it was like the whole world was going to come to a standstill because none of the computers could manage it.
Y2K.
Oh, wow. There's a flashback.
Yeah. So, yeah, I remember, I think maybe you were on standby.
I was.
Even with work, because they didn't know what was going to happen to all the data at 1201 when it switched over to 2000. There was someone else in our office that also did the same thing. So I wasn't responsible for that. But, you know, there was that, oh my, what if we lose everything? And it didn't happen, though.
It didn't. And so far, even though this morning we've had a few different electronic difficulties, I haven't seen anything like that switching over this year.
No, not at all.
So
the worst part for me is I don't write that many checks, but when I do write a check, to remember what the date is.
Yeah, I have written a check already paying, I think, the water bill or something, and I went with 2020. Just out of habit.
Yeah, I guess I did have some joy this year, though. We still use old-fashioned calendars. I know a lot of people don't do that, but we use regular old-fashioned calendars around our house. And, you know, I use them for gardening notes. We use them for business notes. And that's just what we use. So I had a lot of fun this year throwing away the 2020 calendars. It was actually much more fun than I anticipated.
Kind of a nice little healing moment when you can chuck that into the rearview mirror.
Yes.
And although I did read something that said this is a good time where you can say hindsight truly is 2020.
True.
Okay, that's kind of lame. Let's give our listeners a little update on some of our projects. One of the major projects that we have been talking about is putting out some digital books and lessons, things like that. And we are well on our way.
Yeah, we are. And that has been something that kind of, for me, I had to have some courage with that. I'm good with posting photos and, you know, the different things that I do on social media, I'm very comfortable with that. And I'm okay to make a fool of myself. I do it all the time. That's okay. That's who I am. But to actually put something together, like a book, has been, that's been a little different. And we've been looking at more videos.
Yes.
And that's what people from our survey showed, that they wanted to see some videos. So that hasn't been super comfortable. As I said last week or before, it's easy to hide when you're not on camera, but that's a whole different game.
It is. And we've done a few videos, if you've seen us on social media. And
oh, that's not.
No, seriously.
It was pretty lame.
You can't believe how many takes we did and then how much editing.
And really no prep. There was none of that
no,
either.
No, you should have seen our teleprompter, which was actually just a piece of paper taped to the far wall.
Yeah.
So we could see it.
Yeah, I had to put glasses on to see it because I couldn't really see it that well.
It was just something.
It was not professional.
But here's the thing. We keep doing it.
Yeah,
and we
do.
Keep
that
improving.
Doesn't stop us.
And the same things happened with the podcast. And there are even additional things that we intend to do to improve the podcast. And we've gotten some new equipment.
That's always fun.
That is fun. So that will help our video game, your photo game. And I've got a couple of tweaks that I want to do to our podcast equipment. So we're always growing and learning. And that's the beauty of what we have here.
Yeah. And it kind of feels like this year we're pushing forward into an area for me takes more courage. And, you know, I love the whole discovery. I'm like a child. So, you know, I'm just in awe of everything. And, you know, I'm one of those people that normally, not in 2020, but, you know, if it's a, if you go in a store and something says, try me, I do that. I push buttons and, you know, not this year. So that's been really difficult. I've had to like keep my hands in my pockets, but
most of the time you can tell where we've been in the store because all the toys are going off.
If it's in the toy aisle, it's extra fun. So anyway, we did get some new equipment. And one of the things that, you know, we take a lot of food photos. People are interested in what we eat. And so we're going to up that a little bit. You bought me a light box for food photos and I'll probably do some of our product photos in there. So to take that up a notch, I'd never used one. You know, I knew a little bit about them. So I've been watching videos and learning how to do this. And sometimes we need a little push into it. And so on New Year's Eve, I practiced a little bit with some of the beautiful food that you created, and that was really fun.
It was, and it was cool that I could prepare a plate, hand it over to you. You would work your photo magic with that.
I don't know about that, but
oh, gorgeous photos, and we'll have those out and available. I know you put some on social media, but
well, there were a lot I didn't put on though, because they were pretty not good. They were not good, but you know, that's how you learn,
right? And I have a blog post just about ready about that meal, how we featured our local foods, things that you had grown as much as possible. So we're looking forward to more collaboration on those kinds of things. And kind of jumping back a little bit, we were talking about your inspirational posts on social media that you do almost every morning with a gorgeous picture you've taken and whatever comes to your mind to encourage people and put out there. And a lot of people have asked for that.
Yeah, I was surprised. I kind of, every year at the beginning of the year, I pray about and ponder, you know, what can I do this year? What's new? And, you know, what kinds of things do I need to work on? And I think it was in 2016, I really felt like that there was going to be, people needed some encouragement. People needed to start their day with something positive. We get so much junk constantly thrown at us, and it's been difficult. So back 5 years ago, I just started, you know, every morning it was like something would come to me. There was, you know, of course, we have some beautiful photo ops here. I go out and take a photo and it's like, okay, what needs to be said about this? Always, almost always, there was something that I believed was a positive way to start the day. Sometimes it was just good morning. It was that simple. But we got a lot of feedback on those. And I felt like a lot of that maybe was for me. And even at the farmer's market, people would come up to us and say, I love your photos every morning. So I kept doing it. And, you know, that was great. So it was to be out in nature and take a picture and then just share the beauty with others.
So in response to those comments and questions and encouragements from our folks who follow us on social media, we are pulling together some of the best of those posts, or at least the most recent easily accessible ones.
Yeah, because a lot of that is just fleeting. It happens, it's gone, that's the end of it.
So we're putting those together in a digital book. And you are the inspiration and putting that all out on Facebook. I'm simply pulling it and formatting it. And that should be available before too much longer. I am working on that. You
sent me your updates and edits. So it's kind of fun. I'm having a good time doing this collaboration with your material and getting that ready to have available.
Yeah, so that's a step of faith for me, and it also kind of makes me vulnerable and, you know, a little, we've had a lot of people ask, why don't you put this in a book or do something? And it's like, oh no, that would be silly.
I don't think it's silly. So my goal is to have that out as quickly as possible. I'll be working on that over the next week, as we are also continuing to do some home improvement projects. And I'm going to start learning to do some kitchen videos. Pretty excited about those.
Yeah, you got a new toy too.
I did.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, just kind of out of nowhere, we started talking about the ability to do additional videos. Your new camera does video, but it's really designed for photos. That's the main thing.
It's designed for photos, but it does great video too.
It does.
But it's a lot of setup.
It is.
And I'm not going to take that like out to the bee yard or, I mean, it's a lot. It's an expensive camera and has a lot of little doolallies and stuff. Is doolally a word?
Doolally's a word.
Okay. So yeah, it has a lot of doolallies and I'm still learning. And yeah, so,
we did get a microphone for it,
we
though.
We did, yeah.
So that you can do, when we are able to just sit with that on the tripod and do a video, we have now better sound. But we also invested in a GoPro that we can go to the bee yard with that, and I can do that in the kitchen. So a lot more to come after I figure that one out.
Yeah, so we're doing a lot of learning right now.
A lot.
And you know, as another little side note, yesterday we bought a hammer drill.
You are more excited about that hammer drill than anything else.
I know. It's pretty exciting.
I think you think it's dangerous.
It could be in my hands.
It sounds dangerous.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But
it won't be.
Right. As we've talked about before. Oh, goodness. We are doing some changes in the basement, some repairs that need to be done to the suspended ceiling, and we'll start that work on Monday.
Yeah, so that required a hammer drill.
It did. And
I know, I am excited about that.
You are. You absolutely are. And I'm glad. I'm happy with our plan of approach on the ceiling, getting that fixed, and then moving on to our other creative projects.
Yeah. Tools like that make construction much more fun.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we've been busy. We've thought through this construction project, I think, much better than ever, and came up with a good plan. And we've decided some things that we're not going to do and some things that we will do. And I'm looking forward to actually starting that project.
I am too now. And then I'm looking forward to moving on to the rest of our creative ideas.
Yeah.
Because we have so much planned, so many things that we want to pull together and get out to the public.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun. So this is going to be a great year in 2021. And we look forward to keeping you
entertained, at least.
Yeah.
Informed, educated, yes. Entertained.
All of those things.
So as always, if you have questions or comments for us, just shoot those to us. You can find us on our regular email, 5felinefarm@gmail.com, or on social media.
Yep. So there you have it. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of 5 Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.